You are listening to WRFN LP Pasquo. This is the Fringe Radio Show, and I'm Al D. Radio Free Nashville is a nonprofit organization based in Pasquo, Tennessee. If you go to radiofreenashville.org, you can make tax-deductible contributions. You can also listen to a live stream of the broadcast there. Of course, we're also broadcasting on 103.7 FM in Nashville and 107.1 FM in Pasquo, Tennessee. The Fringe Radio Show is sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival. If you go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org, then you can sign up for their newsletter and you will receive a free copy of their seasonal music sampler, featuring music by artists of all different genres in the Nashville area. Again, I'm Al D. I'm an MC and hip-hop producer based in Nashville, Tennessee. If you want to find out about events I'm involved with, then go to mintforthemilkcrate.com. And if you want to hear my music, then go to aldwords.com. So my guest in the studio today is Zeddy Mac. We're going to be playing a bunch of his music and talking about a show that he has coming up on this Friday, August 4th, at Wicked Good Sandwiches in Clarksville, Tennessee. So he'll be performing with Symptoms and Resistance House Band. The next installment of Mint for the Milk Crate, by the way, will be August 19th at the Cobra on Gallatin in East Nashville. We've got a great lineup. We'll go over that a little bit later on. But, you know, as always, hosted by myself and ET, DJ Vamp on the turntables, and there's an open mic cypher after the show for the MCs. So that's what's up with that. So I guess what we're going to do is go ahead and get started with a couple Zeddy Mac songs. He just walked in here, so we'll get settled in while these are playing, and we'll be back with you, in about after these two songs play. This first one is called More of That, and then the one after that is going to be Who's Stopping Me. Again, these are by Zeddy Mac, S-E-D-D-Y-M-A-C. You can find him on Facebook and SoundCloud, all that, Twitter, Instagram, everything. It's all Zeddy Mac, not hard to find. So we're going to go on and play these songs, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
I just got myself together. They don't know a thing about my life. I pushed through pressure. They don't know a thing. We strive for something that's bigger than all let out. Weight upon the shoulders, it's time to go get the lead out. Regrets forced beyond my windowsill with no reconciliation or retaliation of happenings in our nation. Subdued to a sense of unimportance. The cycle gets repetitive, plus my check is a negative. The middle class, rebellious mind without a cause. Trying to play a bigger part, pursuing this art. All these thoughts were writing verses in my versa. My side of fame will never be the same. Cause all the glitz and glamour doesn't really seem to matter with those letters and that symbol on your name. Maybe I don't want no more of that. Hey, yeah. Maybe I don't want no more, no more, no more. I don't want no more of that. Hey, hey. Listen, I just got myself together. They don't know a thing about my life. I push through pressure. They don't know a thing.
love is what you need to bring it all together. I'm overanalyzing life and rarely putting effort. I'm thinking all my small flaws, my confidence withdrawn. It's still a game of chess for me, I'm falling like a pawn. Or an easy bluff to catch, gambit going pull a card. I'm barely fond of the mystique. I'm having someone verify, glorify, prestigious. I'm not a fan of the fake booties and chess pieces. Real love is where the heart and soul lives. I pity those who spit it all in vain. The story about a bond forever changed, that once upon a time repeated once over again. Yeah. Hey, hey. Baby, I just want some more of that. Hey, hey. Baby, I just want some more, some more, some more. I just want some more of that. Yeah, 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 yeah. I just want some more of that. I just want some more, some more, some more. I just want some more of that.
Those miscues. At this moment, all I wanna do is take control. That's why I'll keep doing this music till I can't no more. Hey, Billy.
I do this to lie. I do this to lie. I do this till I can't no more. I do this to lie. I do this to lie. I do this till I can't no more. Never again. Almost put the mics down. Now I'm in for the win. Nobody's stopping me. Not you
or the man in my reflection. Another chance was given, every loss became a weapon. I'll do this till I can't no more. I'll do this till I can't no more. Till I can't, till I can't. Till I can't, till I can't no more. Till I can't, till I can't no more.
All right, that was... Excuse me. Had a little buzz going. I think I got it fixed. Okay, so those last two songs were Who's Stopping Me and More of That, both by Ceddie Mac, who is here in the studio with me. He will be performing this Friday at Wicked Good Sandwiches in Clarksville, Tennessee, along with Symptoms and Resistance House Band. Tell us, I guess, how you got involved with that show that's coming up, your headline in the show. Just tell us sort of how that came together and whatever you know about those other bands that are playing.
Well, it's actually kind of an interesting thing because the way that kind of came around was I was going to this thing at Wicked Good. It's called some type of open mic scene locally that I had there.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I actually had a chance to go and showcase my talent actually at that facility. And then they were just like, hey, you want to go do a couple shows with us? Ended up doing one Cinco de Mayo this year. And then I ended up later on, you know, just performing a little bit more. They started liking what I was doing. And then it was just like, hey, you want to go out here and go do this show? Open up, headline, things like that for... this show here on this date. I was like, sure, why not? So this is my very first headlining show. It's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, nice. Congratulations on that.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, so the other bands that are playing are not necessarily hip-hop acts, I believe you said. Right. You got any kind of detail about what sort of genre the other bands are? Are they even the same, or is it like three different things?
See, that's the thing is...
Kind of
rock
type stuff?
That's the thing. Like, I'm not very... I'm sort of kind of connected with the scene with certain bands and things of that nature, but it's just with them. I know some, like at least one or two guys just like that heard of me, but I didn't know they were even in a band. I just found out that they're in one of the bands that's, you know, going to be on that lineup. But I'm not absolutely sure their style, but regardless what's going on, I'm going to support whatever anybody has going on.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So I've had an opportunity to see Ceddie Mac perform, so I can testify. And not only that, but freestyle too. This dude has got bars, y'all. I mean, he'd be up in Bearded Iris on Tuesdays regular too. So you know, we cipher in there every week.
For sure.
So let's see, where were we at? Yeah, just I guess let's just back it up a little bit and just kind of talk about your background, or just like where you're from and how you got involved with music. Do you live in Nashville now?
I don't live in Nashville now. I actually drove up here from Clarksville.
A trip, man. I appreciate you coming all the way.
Oh, for sure. It's no deal.
Yeah, I was under the impression you were from Clarksville, but as often as you're in there rhyming with us on Tuesday, I was like, maybe he is here. I don't really know.
Man, I just love the craft, man. It helps me work on my, my lyricism a little bit more. It gives me a chance to really, like, you know, I had a homie. His name is, what's his name? He was at the, what was it called? The bar exam.
Okay. Word.
Malcolm.
Yeah.
Malcolm, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, you know, iron sharpens iron. That's real. Even if I got my homie who's also a Christian rapper named Mike Sarge. He said the exact same thing as well. Mm-hmm. So it's just like iron sharpens iron. Freestylers help other freestylers out. So it just helps sharpen up my craft.
Yeah, that's the best. So are you from Clarksville originally?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm actually from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Okay. So how long ago did you move to Clarksville?
I moved to Clarksville back when I was like 8th grade, so how was
that? Oh, so like a long time.
Yeah, it was like
a good little while ago.
Good little while ago, for sure.
So I'm assuming, I guess, you most of the music you've recorded and everything has been not when you were in 8th grade. So,
oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah, like, so mostly in Clarksville with the...
Most definitely.
Doing music and stuff. That's what's up. It's a pretty good scene in Clarksville, man. I've done some shows up there, and, you know, there's some great artists there. And there's great support there, too, at least in my opinion. Like, whenever I've been there, I always feel like I get a lot of love from people. And, like, people are just cool and real open-minded, trying to hear music, you know, whatever's going on. So,
Right, for sure.
Good stuff, man. So the new project, which I guess these last joints that we just played were from some older work, and you've got a long discography, you know, so we'll get into that. But the new project is called Level Up.
Right, and, Level Up EP.
When we get into this, I'm going to switch this real quick. So we'll play one. When we get in this next block of music, we'll start it off with the joint from the Level Up. But yeah, just tell us a little bit about that. What's like the idea behind the title, and you know, what's kind of direction you're trying to go with that, with the new project?
Okay, so specifically with the Level Up EP, it's kind of one of those things where I was very ready to do this different style of production, so to speak. It's not like I haven't done it before, but I haven't done it to this magnitude. So it's very like Japanese instrumentation samples in there. It has a couple of little like sound effects of like anime inspired influence things like Dragon Ball Z and just things like that. I was like, oh man, I've loved this style of like production for so long, like at least like the style of beats or whatever, but I just never really had the I had this kind of block in my head being like, man, it's gonna be whack, nobody's gonna want to listen to this, you know, it's kind of nerdy sounding.
Mm-hmm.
Just to come find out like, why should I care? I should just do whatever I like doing, right? That's right. What being an artist is all about, and that's really what it's about. It's really just about all in all just doing whatever you feel like creatively happens, you know, that spurs you up at that time. So you know, in my mind, you know, obviously Level Up is obviously, you know you play Mario or whatever, like whatever thing you like doing, like, oh, game, whatever, and then, you know, you move up in life. I feel like now that mentality wise I'm starting to move up, I'm starting to grow a little bit more, especially now in the Clarksville scene. I'm starting to get more things involved. Just a whole bunch of things just been changing with me recently, and just, you know, just to help me, you know, quote unquote, leveling up, moving up in my life. So that's really what it's all about. Authenticity is key.
Yeah, dig that. And I saw the album art. Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm not sure, because I've seen two images, and I think there's the album cover for the Level Up, and I don't know if the other one is like a kind of artwork for one of the singles or something, but mm-hmm. but both of them is kind of like gaming imagery. And, you know, the one of them, I think, is like an anime thing at least. And the other one, it seemed like, I guess the cover for the album is, it's Mario, right?
It's kind of crazy. It's kind of a lot of everything. It's kind of all over the place. It has like Mario stuff, Pac-Man stuff, but also it's like, it's split up into quarters. So it's like, all right, you have all this little gaming stuff on the first part. And then like on the second quarter of it, it's like, whole bunch of like anime inspired things like Dragon Ball Z and things like that there. Then the other quarter, it's like all the sports things, and then on the bottom of it is like me with a microphone in the hand and like paper in the background. So
oh, okay, you're talking about the quarters of the actual album cover.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. And I know what you're saying, because it's like, yeah, it's like
exactly, it's just like different quarters of that artwork. But the crazy part about that is
it kind of looked like, excuse me, I don't even care, it kind of looked like layers like peeling back almost when you look at it. Anyway,
exactly.
Go ahead.
Right, but basically what that is I just wanted to show you that the way that I see that artwork, it basically encompasses myself. So it shows you exactly all of my interests. You know, I like dabbling in a little bit of anime nerd stuff here. I was just playing 2K not too long ago. So it's just like, I play, and also I love music, and I love, you know, watching the NBA. I'm talking about now, since all these trades going on in the NBA and things like that, I'm talking about a little bit of everything. So, and obviously all that goes into my music. So it's just a real breakdown of everything that I have going on, and just myself specifically. So
dope, man. That's what's up. So yeah, and then I asked you a second ago off of air, I'm gonna ask you to do it again. It's just kind of, so as we said, the discography is like overwhelming, you know, there's a whole lot of work. So if you want to just kind of rattle off the titles of the other more recent ones or something, you know, whatever you want to mention.
Let's see. Well, I could just go off, I can just go on real quick. My first project I put out whenever I was like 19 years old, it's called From the Heart 1. And then right after that, I had another one like same year, put out Wings Up project, another mixtape. And then right after that, From the Heart 2. And then I got the Veli EP, which has Who's Stopping Me's on there, the one that you just played. Then after that, it's this project I have called The Virtuoso, which is a more recent project, up there in like late 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, excuse me. More of That's just a single I dropped. That was another one. I'm just gonna just note that one out, because that one's just out.
Right. That was the first one we played.
That was the first one, right? And then now the more recent project I have now is the Level Up EP. So that just came out about a couple weeks ago. So
yeah, dig that. And It's dope, man, and all this stuff we're playing tonight is dope too. I was fired up, like getting the show together. Like, and I was like, oh, man, we're gonna play this one and this one. It's gonna be slick, man. Just while we're on that subject, if you want to let the people know the best place to find your music online or however, I know you got physical copies too. If people want to cop, what's the best place to find your music? And
the best place to go
is it everywhere? Like iTunes, whatever.
It's literally everything. Okay. So, I had it on my Instagram for a little bit, but I removed that so I can actually go and, you know, obviously show more support for the show that I cut coming up on August 4th. Mm-hmm. But if you go look up pretty much Seddy Mac, SEDDYMAC, and just look that up on pretty much everything. I got Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud. That's my Snapchat name. It's my YouTube. Mm-hmm. That's my Bandcamp. Literally, you can just look that up and you'll find me on pretty much whatever platform. So,
dig that. And I know you had a forthcoming live performance video you had mentioned. What's that guy's full name? I know it's Lane, but I'm
trying Lane to Robertson.
Yeah, so big up to him too. I know he shot some photos at events I've been in, you know, when I've been in Clarksville and whatnot. So big up to him and the whole Clarksville scene. Where was I here? So we talked about the music. Winding down here. All right, so the next block of music, or these next couple songs I got queued up, is, of course, Be Yourself. That's the last song on the Level Up EP. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we're going to play The Other Side. It must be an outro to one of the other projects. It says outro in the title.
It's the outro to the Virtuoso.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dig that.
Shout out to Free P also. He made that beat for that particular song.
Yeah, that was another question I had, actually, is as far as, like, production, do you have particular producers you work with, like, over periods of time, or you just, whatever, just it's different just, people? Yeah, just kind of.
Yeah, just kind of just whatever I feel at the moment, just, you know, beat shopping, listening around, be like, oh, I'm going to work with this guy, see what kind of stuff that he has inside of his catalog, and just keep going on from there. Whatever makes me just feel a certain type of way at that moment, I just keep running with it, man. Like, the whole Level Up EP was made, production-wise, was made from this dude out of Mexico. So it's just like, that's the first time I've ever like worked with anybody that's actually outside of the country like that. So
That's interesting. I got a beat queued up that's gonna play after this block of music that's produced by a guy in Brazil I know a guy who works with him. That's why I just have it on file here.
Crazy.
But anyhow, so we're gonna get into these next couple songs. It's gonna be Yourself and then The Other Side, and we'll be back after that.
Right. Multi-Rex.
Right. Yeah. This is a message for all my day ones, family goals. I'm mixing differences with nostalgia and soul. I used to think I had to act out of myself and blend in with all my peers, but my timing was way too perfect, cause all the things that I feared and all my earlier years have been diminished. The label's existence of being weird or being different are now being championed and accepted. The way that we talk, the way that we dress, the swag in your step, those demons you kept can be unleashed with the arches of therapy. Observing and listening, absorbing in everything. You can play ball and 2K, then dabble in anime, or sell your Wii U to a homie. No one in had no games, watching interviews on these rappers. Hope my place will be the same. I could use a new location, plus occupation exchange with promotion and work ethic. My image will be respected. The presence that's represented, expanding out of my range. You should be yourself, cause baby, I'ma do me. Baby, you should be yourself, cause baby, I'ma do me. So you should be yourself, cause I'ma do me. So you should be yourself. I wrote something like this in the past. Let me just be honest, had issues neglecting that. That being embracing self, that being in that reflection resembles our outer look. And the beauty was overlooked, oversimplified be the hook. But find this and you'll find peace. New love found in a new way. With your fine self, like a girl say, when you find self, it's a fine thing. Yeah. So much tension retained, but when you care more for others, less about hate,
A new perception is gained. Countless trials and efforts help establish a change. Shackles unchained. Now I'm truthfully overcoming. Lost starts rambling in my brain. Live on stand tall every age. Life on spiritual every day.
Yeah. You should be yourself. Yourself, cause baby, I'ma do me. Maybe you should be yourself. Yourself, cause baby, I'ma do me. So you should be yourself.
I'm just doing me, I see this not another way. I see this not another way. I'm just doing me, I see this not another way. I see this not another way. Not another way, I see this not another way. Not another, 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 another. Either work hard or you're hardly working. Been getting better every year or so. I've strived to keep the dream alive. Co-signs I rarely seem to find. I save the gas to stay and drive. You play it safe, see where you lie. Spent all this money hardly get it back. And any dollar I got, put it on new tracks. Never steering from the mission. Less plus lines, the truth will hit them. No fixed spotted in my image. I switched up cause the man's not sad no more. The last song's gotta be introspective. Poor fans like it and I don't forget them. I'm back at a 931, starting life over. Still filmatic, that's two wave. Vietnam, Sharksville, that's what I claim. Gotta get it any means, that's the my state. Running through my mind, that's the my state. Shout out to Case Arnold. I still wear that shirt. I see this not another way. Oh. I see this not another way. Have no regards to the garbage talking. I spaz regardless of what critics say. Since 09, I've been on the grind. 2 years since I dropped the tape. My last tape should have been an album. Thought long as hell if I should make a sale. But new listens gotta be invested. When you hear my message, better than expected. Love all the praise and props. Yeah. And all the odds and ends. Yeah. Success is on the way. Yeah. And I thank you all again. Other side. One day I'll see you on the other side. On the other side. Other side. I'll find success on the other side. Yeah. Thank you again.
This beat right here is Hota S.A. He's from Brazil. He produces some stuff for Truth Clipsy. Truth Clipsy's a real dope MC, part of Capital Minds. You know, he rolls with like Virgos and Snipes and those dudes. Those guys, I mean, Virgos and Snipes are both from Memphis, actually, but they all here now. That beat's serious, right?
I know, right? It's crazy.
Yeah, he's sick. Yeah, like as far as the new project, I wanna do you have a record deal?
I don't.
Yeah, I didn't think you did or anything. Normally my guests on the show don't, but I just wanted to note that I've seen a lot of like heavy online promo. I know you're like investing in yourself and believing in yourself, man. I just wanted to say respect for that, cause yeah, I mean, I see it all over the place, like getting promoted. Hopefully that's paying off for you, man. You deserve it, because the workload, you know, the talent and workload is real impressive. So, you know,
appreciate it, man.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna move, go on and ask a question I always ask my guests, which is to just sort of rattle off some of your favorite artists in the Nashville area or Clarksville area or whatever, Middle Tennessee, just kind of, you know, because that's what we focus on the show here. So I like to just keep a radar on what people are listening to, whatever. So
right, that's a lot actually. Shout out to the homie Stan. Shout out to homie Sofa Brown. Shout out to Petty. Petty's real dope. Shout out to Brian Brown. Brian Brown's real nice. Everybody else out there out the house. Obviously, going to Clarksville. Obviously, got to talk about Tim Gent, Case Arnold,
yeah.
T. Clark. Producer-wise, shout out to the homie HD, Free P. Not even outside of rap. Shout out to my homie Rufus Dawkins. He's in a band. He's actually one of the guys, when you saw that picture earlier, when I'm going for the August 4th show. He's the black dude with the glasses. Obviously, Lane plays guitar as well, not just photography and, you know, videography. So shout out to him.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh yeah, for sure. He's a real nice guitarist, man.
Is he in a band that's like you could name?
Yeah, he's if you look up Rufus Dawkins, he's actually playing a couple leads for him.
Okay.
Shout out to my homie Ivy. Ivy also is in another band with himself, like Ivy and the Guilty Pleasures. They're really dope as well. Who else? Let me make sure I'm not missing no one. That sounds about like.
Now that's a pretty nice little list. I like a lot of those guys. I'm not familiar with T. Clark. He's Clarksville.
Yeah, he's also with the same, like, the Chief Movement.
Okay.
He's part of the same thing with like Case Arnold and Tim and them. So they're not even, like, okay, the same. And they're like the same circle for the most part. Like, they all rock with each other. So,
right. Mm. That's what's up, man. Well, yeah, I appreciate that, running down the list. I wanted to, let's see. So, yeah, let's talk about, well, I got two things I'm thinking on here. I guess, yeah, well, let's stick with where we already kind of started. So, you talked about on the new Level Up project, the sort of Japanese soundscape, and I guess you sort of said that in a way like it was different from what you had done in the past,
to an extent, right? Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, how would you sort of categorize that as compared to the old or the older work? Is the older stuff mostly? I mean, of course, we're playing some of it here, but would you say mostly kind of like boom bap type of stuff? Do you ever get into the more like south type of beats, you know, down tempo and like the double time and stuff like that? Do you ever do that stuff?
I'm very how can I describe it? Well, I've done. Let's not say I haven't done this sound before. I just haven't done it to this magnitude.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I have this song on my EP, on not the Level Up EP, but on the other EP I had, the Veli EP, this song called Honest, that also has this very, like, J-pop sound as well, like, sampled into it as well. But I just can't.
J-pop? Japan? Like, yes. K-pop for Korea?
Exactly, okay. Exactly.
I hadn't heard that term. I heard K-pop before.
I had to go look it up myself, actually. I'm not going to lie to you. So, but, with that though, like I said, just to this certain magnitude, I've just never just decided, you know what, I'm just gonna go completely just like nerd out in a sense and just go all out forward on it. But I have had like little spurts of like maybe like a lyric or two here. I kind of do a little bit of everything. Like, I like doing like R&B things here. I like doing trap stuff here. That previous EP, the Veli EP, was the first time I actually started like saying, you know what, I'm gonna start rapping on trap beats or harder, quote unquote, harder, like,
yeah,
bassy beats. Before that, it was kind of, it was a mix of everything, man. Like, I like doing just like just a whole bunch of different stuff, just whatever just comes and just feels good at the time when I'm doing it. So
yeah, dig that. So I mean, the trap stuff is kind of is sort of one thing, but like, I guess other than that, mostly sample based, like beats and stuff.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how you do it, you know. that's how everybody I end up inviting out here is, because that's
man.
What I like.
it's classic.
Dig that, man. All right, so yeah, let's move on let's talk about the Tuesday night ciphers a little bit. And we talk about this like every week on the Fringe Radio Show, because it goes down every week, and that's just kind of what's been going on lately. So so as always, you know, big up to Dirt Bike Mike for keeping it going. DJ Wiggs was a guest DJ last week, and he murked. Were you in there last week?
I was there for last week.
Man, like, DJ Wiggs.
Yeah, he was nice.
Yeah, he's an old friend of mine, man. I was real excited to see him involved. And yeah, he killed it, man. He was smashing the wheel. So but yeah, the cipher goes down every Tuesday at Bearded Iris. It's 101 Van Buren Street. It starts at 7 p.m., so it's, you know, it's a weeknight, but it goes down early, so, you know, those of us that got to be at work in the morning can still go do our thing. I'll say this. I think we met at the bar exam, right? I don't believe I had met you before that. At least I don't recall.
I've seen you before, but we officially met right at the bar exam.
So Ceddie Mac entered the bar exam, which, of course, is Mike Six. Performance competition in Atlanta, and this was the Nashville debut that and I was a judge in it, so Be Easy was also in it, Malcolm Dwayne was also in it, we his name had come up a moment ago, it was, for those not familiar, it's performances, kind of a little bit of cypher freestyle type of stuff, but it's like a competition. I just wanted to ask kind of if you had any thoughts about that you wanted to mention, or any thoughts about the bar exam in general, you know, in Atlanta. And that, were you familiar with the party and as it exists in Atlanta before entering it?
I've heard about it before, but I didn't know it was actually quite the same thing. I didn't know they were connected. Like, I know about the one in Atlanta because the one in Atlanta, if I'm correct there, I watched a lot of this YouTube channel. It's called Dead in Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually hosted the ones in Atlanta before. I was like, okay, I've heard about it before. I've seen talks about it, but I didn't know that, you know, they were traveling around like Chattanooga and doing these other places. That's crazy. So it was kind of cool to actually like somebody even be a part of that.
Yeah, it's a huge, I mean, the crowds are huge when they do it in Atlanta. I've been down there actually for it one time, and Mike Sick has performed at my event a couple times, and we did some other stuff together as well. He came up for a cypher I was hosting at the DMC, which is like a huge DJ turntablism competition, if for anyone who may not be familiar. It's a cool thing, and it was the first one. There was a whole bunch of other events going on that night, so it was. I sort of feel like it didn't really get the shine it should have, but it was still cool. And hey, you know, I met you. I met a couple other people I didn't know, and I got to see Be Easy. I had ciphered with before, but I had never had a chance to see him perform. So
right.
Oh, that's weird. I guess that beat just ended. All right, well, anyhow, shout out to Mike Sick on the bar exam. I was kind of going somewhere with that, but my music died, so I'm going to just go to this next track. This one's called Stargazing by Ceddie Mac, of course. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking to Ceddie Mac. He's going to be performing this Friday, August 4th, at Wicked Good Sandwiches in Clarksville, Tennessee, along with Symptoms and Resistance House Band. And got some more announcements too. We'll get into that in this last little talking segment. So this is Stargazing, and then after that will be Day to Day featuring JC. So we'll be back in a minute.
I was one of the chosen, the voice of the unspoken, timid, scared, and the hopeless. Y'all don't never speak how you really feel. Following dreads instead of saying what you know is real. I know the effort I put out is worth the stress, the pain and all the distress. Stepping out my comfort zone to show how much this life's a test. If you're not making risky decisions, stay with your test. Within the knowing side of success, how would you ever earn some respect? It must be easy just to act instead of making impacts. It's that real rap, rhythm and poetry, don't you see it? I just don't speak words to existence for no reason.
Man, y'all ain't hear me.
It's cool that you can talk about the hustle, but show us how you've overcome that struggle. The worst situations can make the best entertainment. You just gotta speak from your heart and mean them words that you're saying. Said it. Stargazing, this for the people who live their life till the day they make it. I'm headed to the top, ones and knows like I'm in the Matrix. This world is mine for the taking, you can't tell me no. You can't tell me no. You can't tell me no, 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 no.
again. Bars like up like the Vatican, with a flow sicker than influenza. Don't be mad at the fact I'm on my grind, plus I know how much I influenced ya to try to do a project completed with a concept. To see me deleted or defeated, cause where your pride sets into. Don't see me as the next miracle, lyrical swimming pool. This verse should be an interlude. Understand the work I put into these lines, thinking of ways that every rhyme could connect with your mind. Nothing's been handed to me when it comes to doing music. All I see is a talent, a passion, and to pursue. You're either with it or against this new belly movement. I've come a long way from that living room table to the center of stage, and through it all I gained some fans that came along with praise. The very fact that I'm myself and nothing's ever changed. Stargazing, this for the people who live their life till the day they make it. I'm headed to the top once it knows like I'm in the Matrix. This world is mine for the taking, you can't tell me no. You can't tell me no. You can't tell me no, 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 no. You can't tell me no.
Late nights, long days, no patience. Every single minute shouldn't be a layaway. What is an excuse? Something that you hold inside your mental database. All talk, no actions. Who are you supposed to motivate? Please, man, please. Somebody that I hate on? Man, please. Almost dropped a new diss on, but that's weak. Talk it down in the Twitter world? Well, that's cheap. Why you living in the club, sipping hard in every last bar up? I freestyled every chance that I get, trying to go serve bars up. Studying on every move, but I don't stunt them. Cause if you copy every man's move, you'll soon become them. Yo. Even skip the militude. Plotting for a chance, shave 45 on sway interview. Treating every beat on the five fingers as finger food. I'm in the game, no bench. Trying to be the dude, take a hint. Then I'm out, lane switch. I was on prime mode, cause that's all I know. I was on prime mode, cause that's all I know. I was on prime mode, cause that's all I know. I was on prime mode. Oh,
MIA for a couple years, couple losses and a couple wins. Tired of hearing about these knuckleheads, they must have bumped their heads to think that they legit. They always knew I had a fire here. People say that I'm a pioneer. Speaking for the people, I am him, and even I admit that rappers dying here. Inspired by my homeboys, making more noise than a fan base. No worries but the flexing, and their core groups are expanding. Eat a beat that they dug out. It's funny that they understand. Hey, kept talking like they Jacksons on the mic. They about to send me through a rampage. Balls coming out, the stars coming out. That's coming to you from the cosmos. I know that I match points like Serena's about to smoke Rondo. Mind so in the time zone that the Mayans were the type norm. I write words in a rhyme form. I could care less if you like them, this me. And not a damn soul in this world gonna change me. Man, this music and mama raised me. I promise this all gon' pay me. Pay me. Yeah.
I was on prime mode, cause that's all I know. I was on prime mode, cause that's all I know. I was on prime mode, cause that's all I know. I was on prime mode. Mode, mode, mode. Grind, 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 mode.
That was The Day to Day featuring JC by Ceddy Mac. Prior to that was Stargazing, also by Ceddy Mac, who's here in the studio with me. You said that guy JC is, where'd you say he's from?
He's from Davenport, Iowa.
Wow. Yeah, so long distance collabos.
Right, exactly. Internet's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so where I was going with the bar exam discussion or comment or whatever was just that for whatever reason, and I don't mean any disrespect by this, but you didn't really grab my attention there. But when you came through the cipher, probably the first one after that, because I think we told you about it. This dude came in there crushing. I was just like, man, that slipped by me somehow at the bar exam, man. I don't know, maybe I just wasn't feeling that particular beat you dropped or something, because I know it was just one song, and yeah, but I don't know, man. I gotta fess up to sleeping on old Ceddy Mac at the bar exam. So
it's all good, man.
Yeah, you know. But like I said, man, Ceddy Mac been up in the cipher on the regular since then, and just killing it, man. So appreciate that, and that's a lesson to those MCs who may be listening. That's the best way, like, because you know I get a whole lot of inquiries about performing a Mint for the Milk Crate and everything, and. That's the number one and two ways is to come to Men for the Milk Crate and jump in the cipher and show and prove. And the number two way is come to Bearded Iris on Tuesday and show and prove. And, you know, if you kick a written or whatever, like, ain't no one going to really get all that uppity about it. But, you know, we freestyle in there. It's really about having fun. But at the same time, like, it's a place where we network and you know, get to know each other and meet each other and hand each other CDs and check out each other's stuff, and you know, that's how you get in the community, you know. So almost no one has ever emailed me and got put on like that, because it's just ain't how it works, man. I book people I know, so come through, man, and say what's up, and you know, kick some bars in the cypher. It's open mic, you know. So
it's fun every time I went.
Yeah. Appreciate that. I appreciate you coming through too. Like I said, I know you've been up in. You've been to Mint for the Milk Crate too, right?
I've been there, yeah, a couple times.
Yeah. Appreciate that, man. Much appreciation. So let's see. Where were we? All right. Yeah, we mentioned the video, or the sort of performance video that Lane was doing. That's expected to come out around August 14th or in that neighborhood.
Yeah, around there. August 14th is my birthday, so it sounds good. Why not?
Yeah, no doubt. If you got any other shout outs you want to, you know, or anything else you want to just mention while you got the airwaves open, you're welcome to do that. I got a couple announcements I'm going to hit on before we play these last couple of songs. But if nothing else, I want to thank you for coming out. Of course, I want to thank Nashville Fringe Festival and Radio Free Nashville for making this program possible. Been listening to music by Ceddy Mac. He's going to be performing this Friday at Wicked Good Sandwiches. So you got any other shout-outs or anything?
The only ones I can think of off the top of the head, you know, the guy that's been with me for, like, the longest time. I've been pretty much, he's been helping me out as much as I've been helping him out. My homie Mike Sarge, I don't know how, you know, I did share the link if people outside actually do want to listen in. So if he is listening, then yo, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to him. He's a Christian rapper. I've been working with him since, like, 2012. He's helped me out a whole bunch of ways, not just with music, but also mentally as well. A whole bunch of my life has changed a lot since then. I've already said it multiple times, but shout out to, you know, Still Familiar, Chief Movement, Tim Gent, Case Arnold, you know, Clarksvillians, things like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to my homie Rufus again, Lane, you know, everybody else has also been helping me out in the Clarksville scene, because a lot of things have been changing for me for this past year. A lot of stuff, just a whole bunch of things in general. Like, I appreciate you for letting me actually come up here and go do this.
Yeah, no doubt.
Man, this is a whole bunch. I can ramble on all day. I'm just very appreciative of just, like, the opportunities that have been going on for this past year. So, just can't be any happier.
Dig that. All right, well, I'm going to announce the lineup for the next Mint for the Milk Crate, which is Saturday, August 19th at the Cobra on Gallatin Avenue, hosted by myself and E.T. with DJ Vamp. So, for this particular show, we got Rem Steel, we got James Fate, we got TRP, who has moved here from Louisville pretty recently. She's come through a couple of times she came through the Cypher. She came through Springwater when we were up there. She came through Men for the Milk Crate, all that. And then Be Easy, we mentioned briefly, was in the bar exam as well. And then Jordan is a homie of Namir, a.k.a. Rain, or formerly known as Rain or Mage. He's just going by Namir these days, but he's real dope. I met him at a house party over at Rain's crib, so that's going to be the lineup. Of course, we do the open mic cypher after the show, as always. So that's what's up with that. I got one other announcement from Fringe Festival. I just wanted to mention that there's footage up on the Fringe Festival website. That's NashvilleFringeFestival.org. There's footage from the June 21st event, What the Blues Has Done for You. It's an interactive performance featuring Shannon Williford, Bentley Caldwell, and Casey Lutton. We always just try to keep people up on what's going on with the sponsor. Of course, there's recordings of old programs on the website as well, so check that out, NashvilleFringeFestival.org. And we're about to be out of here. Of course, stay tuned for Geo on the Radio is coming up next. These last couple joints by Seti Mac are going to be The Late Night Ride and The Knowing featuring Novet. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. That's that. And thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. And I don't have my calendar in front of me, but believe we will be doing a program to promote the Mint for the Milk Crate. We'll be playing music by all those people I mentioned, and like we normally do leading up to the event. And I guess that's it, and we're out of here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming out too, Seti.
Almost deaf.
To stay little there, some double bubble. Yeah. Sweep a moments out of the time. I'm trying to bang my speakers out like I was seeking trouble. Yeah. Nothing that I truthfully find, because I stay low key. Went right after the function, straighten up through the madness, and then pretend I didn't do a thing. Just a taste of what's soon to come. Yeah. Everything is everything. City, cruising left or right, not caring where this roll is. I'm going 90 on that 65, because that thrill makes me feel alive. And I'm just zooming through the city, zooming through the city, zooming through the city, never knowing how tomorrow goes. I'm zooming through the city, zooming through the city, zooming through the city, never knowing how tomorrow goes. Zooming through the city, never knowing how tomorrow goes. My future be the in my past is a funeral. The clique is too reckless with me at the intersection, running things like a reverend. Hit that green like a zip of gold. I suppose it's called stunting. No mic jack, but I'm trying to start something. That's that calm before the storm, that tornado. Fire blowing roofs off like volcanoes, and you stuck. Doing the same routine I see when I pull up. Swerve. That mug is stoned on me. I be that new rapper, singer, weirdo with that playback from the way back. 16 slay that. The village where I lay at. So if you throwing hate back, that just gets you nowhere. It's a finessing session and it didn't have to go there. Yo. I'm in your city. Left or right, not caring where this roll is. I'm going 90 on that 65, because that thrill makes me feel alive. And I'm just zooming through the
coming through the sea, never knowing how tomorrow goes.
Rumble, young man, rumble.
Rumble, young man.
Only the lazy drag, I don't stumble. It's either eat or be eaten, feast or they gon' hunt you. This is the Hunger Games, I live no matter the stakes. You suffering hunger pains? The ulcers don't make me weak. I'm trying to cut the top off like barbers to widow's peaks. It's cool you succeeded by getting weedy, proceeding to be receiving a microscopic amount you perceive as lyrical genius. That's Cray, dog. I'd rather be my past self than you in a trade, dog. It's all Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Krayshawn. Syllables seem to tickle the tip of my tongue. You baby seem to dribble as I speak to you, father the son. Flow sicker than Willie beaming any given Sunday. Steady launching like Learjets that took wheels off the runway. When this music is a full-time job and every bar is a bill paid off, that's when
I know, I got it. I said I know, I got it. I know, I got it. I said, I know, I got it.
I got it, you got it, you got it too. You see it, then you better believe it. A surgeon with every line, I put your heart where your spleen is. Ain't come to be y'all cheers, boy, I came like I mean it. I'm new but an old wizard, I go Gilbert Arenas. I'm hearing they lack of passion and it's making me nervous. Like who do I go against when I'm up this early? I wipe the sweat from my eyes, get a grip and I climb. With the pinnacle in my mind, I'm closer with every line. Alright, yeah, you see creative, then you hear the minds. You see it coming, ain't nowhere to hide. These frivolous idiots can't be serious. Stepping into a ring with a pro and they inexperienced. Boy, you don't want it, I go back to back. You won't ever be seen or heard after that. Bottom line is, never go block the sun from your highness when it's shining. My whole city vibing, screaming.
I know, I got it. I said, I know.